Coming up, we examine rising prices to food and gas. Come as no surprise. The third, which we'll hear about, is more obscure. First, though, Katie Clark reports on those high food prices and the challenge they pose for providers of food aid.
The UN World Food Program issues an annual report on food aid, and this year's report paints a bleak picture. It describes a wave of food price inflation moving across the globe, leaving in its wake drastically increased levels of hunger and poverty.
As far as the World Food Program is concerned, this is almost unprecedented.
That's WFP spokesman Greg Barrow. Barrow notes that food aid deliveries this past year fell to their lowest level in almost 50 years. And he says the reasons for the decline are clear.
When you consider that organizations like the World Food Program have a set budget, we then use that budget to go out onto international markets to make purchases of food, wheat increasing by 122% between 2000 and 2007, and maize increasing by around 86% over the same period. It simply means that we can buy less food for the same amount of money, and as a consequence of that, less food aid deliveries are taking place.
That's at the same time the need for emergency food assistance is rising. Frederick Mousseau with Oxfam says hundreds of millions of people are affected by the current food crisis, but emergency supplies are at an all-time low.
Most of the poorest countries which used to store food in emergency reserves, most of them have reduced or completely removed the stock they had before and are now completely reliant on the markets for their food supply. And this is a critical issue today because many of the poorest countries can't afford to buy at these high prices on the international markets.
Oxfam's response has been to work with countries to reestablish grain banks. The group's also been working to help farmers boost crop production. But those sorts of initiatives take time, and Mousseau says Oxfam's had to make some tough choices about who gets aid and who doesn't.
You may cover 20% of a population in a given region of Afghanistan, and suddenly the percentage of people in need of your assistance is not anymore 20, but becomes 50. This is a time where program implementation becomes tense, and people may not understand why we target these few while the needs are much broader than that.
The World Food Program faces a budget shortfall of $3 billion. Greg Barrow says it's not just this year that's looking to be tough.
This era of high food prices is going to be with us for some time, probably years rather than months, and the world is going to have to get used to a period where food prices are relatively higher than they have been in recent years.
Budi Lakoge with the group Doctors Without Borders may be stretching here, but he says if there's an upside to this global food crisis, it's that it may result in a new model for food aid, one he hopes will focus on improving the nutritional quality rather than simply boosting the quantity.
Without specific nutrition security interventions, which are different to food security interventions, we won't be able to help and assist the most vulnerable, who are the young children.
That's a tough sell when it comes to battling childhood malnutrition versus feeding entire populations of hungry people. The immediate needs of the many traditionally win out. For The World, this is Katie Clark.